Along with streaming audio over the internet and internet podcasting, HD radio is best described as a platform for local, over-the-air radio signals to go digital. In addition to increased sound quality, HD radio will allow for existing traditional or analog radio stations to develop additional services on the same frequency. This could allow a news talk station, for example, to have extra channels for music or other programs. Glenn Walden is the Senior Vice President for Engineering at CBS Radio in New York and one of HD Radio's earliest pioneers. He says one major hurdle facing HD radio is getting their receivers, which are different from traditional radios, into the hands of the general public. He says high-definition television called HDTV has successfully gone through the process.
Well, I think it's like HDTV. You have to see the price drop. Original HDTVs, they didn't have too many when they were selling at $15,000 each. But we're now in the $1,500 to $2,500 market for HDTVs. HD radio started out in the $400 or $500 market, and now they're in the $200 and under market, and probably will drop to other under $100. The challenge is getting enough volume for the price to drop, much like HDTV did, and then those radios will become ubiquitous.
To help in the development of the new radio format, 12 companies have formed the HD Radio Alliance, donating some $250 million in advertising time to help, in part, publicize the benefits of HD radio. Ironically, the same dozen companies have agreed to keep their own HD radio services commercial-free until the end of this year. Walden also says that HD radio will re-energize the radio industry, preserving audience share and stemming the erosion to other newer services, such as streaming media on the internet, podcasts, and satellite radio. John Hinnan, Vice President, Radio News Programming for Rogers Broadcasting, is not so optimistic. He says traditional AM or medium wave radio still serves as the platform for some of the most financially successful radio operations in North America. He says broadcasters have to keep HD radio in perspective.
Well, I mean, I think it's another platform for broadcasters to be aware of and to look at and see how can they best take advantage of it in this day and age. But it's just another platform. My feeling is we've got to be where our audience is, and that could be anywhere. It could be in their offices, whereby they might listen on the internet or they might listen to the internet at home. So I think HD has a role to play, but it has its limitations, and we shouldn't make it seem like it's the panacea.
Brian Cooley is the editor-at-large for CNET, a technology news service. He says that two things need to happen for HD radio to succeed. First, he says, it needs to be available on car radios, where many listen while driving. Secondly, the price of the radios will have to come down. He says the consumer has to be given more reasons to turn to HD radio than just increased sound quality, such as additional stations and programming.
HD radio needs to do more than just sound better, and a lot of the messaging has been crystal clear fidelity. All right, that's fine, but I may not go buy a new radio for quite a while for crystal clear fidelity. I might go down next week if I can hear something new and have some new impetus and some new input in my commute.
In order for HD radio to work, stations will have to upgrade their existing transmitting facilities. It will cost an AM or medium wave radio station about $35,000 to convert. FM stations face a bill of $60,000 to upwards of $350,000. One hurdle facing HD radio technology is there is no government-imposed date, like the one the television industry is facing to go digital by early 2009. As a result, only time and the marketplace will reveal the success of HD radio. Craig McCulloch for VOA News, Las Vegas.